A fine carriage bore Annie Patterson from the graveyard. It had been a dreary morning. Fog hovered thick over the city streets, making it difficult to view anything at a distance. That was irrelevant, however. Caught in the emotional grip of her loss, Annie couldn't see past her tears. She had fought them these last few days and lost, miserably. But what was she to do? Mother was gone. Forever. Annie would never again see her smile or hear her tender voice. How she wished she had appreciated those things more. Mother had always been there, always nearby, whether to offer loving, caring advice or remind Annie to tend to her learning. It had quite nearly stifled her at times, but Mother's presence would now forever be sorely missed. "Are you all right?" A gentle voice reached across the carriage. Annie turned toward the woman. Her sister-in-law, Laura, watched Annie with soulful eyes, wide and shining with her own tears. Her brother John, though no one called him anything but Jack, sat a bit straighter beside his wife and patted her arm before peering at Annie as well. Annie sniffled and looked out the window again.
"Annie?"
Jack's rich timbre filtered through the interior of the carriage, but the lowered tone told of his pain, and that struck her heart anew. She bit her lip to keep from crying. A hand settled on her knee, even through her skirts, warmth pressed into Annie's cold skin. Looking down, Annie found Laura's slender hand and perfect fingers lying on her lap. As she raised her chin, her gaze caught on Laura's enlarged midsection. It wouldn't be long. Jack and his precious family would soon be four. The very young Casey, waiting for them at home, would have a brother or sister. That left the issue of her. Did she belong, or was she just in the way?
"Annie?"
Jack leaned forward as he repeated his entreaty. She jerked her attention toward him, widening her eyes as she did so. Would he attempt to come across the carriage? Releasing her lower lip, she nodded, the movement small but purposeful. Jack's eyes glistened but swirled with concern. "I am well enough," she managed to push out, "as much as can be expected." He frowned. Laura set her other hand to Jack's arm, coaxing him to ease back and settle once more. He grasped her proffered hand and interlaced their fingers. Laura pressed Annie's knee once more, then released her and rested back against the seat as well, rubbing her oversized abdomen. Had she pressed farther forward than she should? Had she injured herself? Or the baby? Laura's clear eyes assured Annie that she was well, but there were shadows beneath them. She had been more fatigued of late, and with the preparations for Mother's funeral. Annie's sister-in-law had been a great help. Perhaps Annie and Jack had relied on Laura more than they should. After all, it was Annie's responsibility, was it not?
"You must rest when we get to the house."
Jack gazed at his wife, his voice not much more than a whisper. Yet in the small space, it was audible and endearing. Yes, Annie was quite out of place with them now. It was one thing when she had assisted in Mother's care. But now, what excuse did she have to burden her brother and his family? Her face fell, as did her heart. The thought of separating from her brother left a heavy weight in her gut. Still, he would be appalled if he but dreamed she felt this way. Maybe that was the problem. She loved him and cared for his well-being just as she had for Father before his passing. Had it been a decade ago? And now Mother. And they both were gone. The hollowed cavern that remained within her overwhelmed everything else. When would this ache stop? Perhaps it was that pain that drew Mother to her grave, for the older woman had spent the intervening years mourning Annie's late father. It had truly been a heavy weight on her mother's rather frail body, and that depth of despair was something Annie refused to succumb to. But how was she to rid herself of this immense burden? For if she remained with her brother's family, there would be naught but emptiness and grief. Jack shifted, drawing Annie's gaze. He watched the fog-covered landscape beyond the carriage as his wife leaned into his side. Such a great love was shared between her brother and Laura. Might Annie ever be loved that way? Would she feel so deeply for another? More, could she bear the risk of that loss?